you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the Bible sees a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, rocketing at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a wee little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then possibly you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However your ear holes are taking us in, we appreciate the hell out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours if you're listening live. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Good morning, America. How was everybody's Thanksgiving?
Good.
Your holidays.
Evening, America. Afternoon, America.
Oh, yeah, it's not morning, is it?
It might be in,
Hey.
How far is Hawaii ahead of us?
Hawaii?
A couple hours, three hours, 2-3 hours? I don't know.
I've never been to Hawaii.
What about Alaska? 1 hour?
I'm not elite. Alaska is backwards. Whatever it is, it's backwards.
What is it, 1 hour?
The time difference? I don't know. I don't remember. You lose an hour. I remember losing an hour there and my mind every once in a while.
Tweet us during the show if you like. Communicate with us over the internets at Crab Diving, one word. We keep our eyes peeled on the Twitter machine, CrabDiving. Also, you can message us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. Lots of stuff going on there. Lots of conversations going on.
Memes. Ha! Damn!
And all kinds of stories we get to here on the show. Stories we don't get to. And pictures and shit like that. Join in the fun. All kinds of stuff going on. A busy weekend. Well, you know, some horrific shit happened. You know, we had that.
The shooting?
Well, yeah. Did we talk about that on Friday's show? Go to crabdiving.com/podcast, I think works. Otherwise, just go to fucking crabdiving.com and click on the crab diving banner and you'll take.
The shooting was starting. It was happening at the same time as the show on Friday.
I think we were. Yeah, it was kind of breaking or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, it was an active shooter. And
who, what now? Wait, was it ISIS? Was it Al Qaeda?
Well, it's a surprising for a Muslim name, the last name Deer.
That's Muslim,
really, yeah. It's surprisingly Muslim.
Guy looks really white too to be Muslim.
Bad shit, crazy, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a right wing nut job, anti abortion, allegedly yelled out, no more baby parts.
No, okay.
So, gee, where does he hear that shit from?
I don't know. Well, that video that was out, the fetal chop shop videos where all these evil abortionists were peddling parts of children, that turned out to be fake. So it couldn't have had anything to do with that because that was debunked.
Right, and nobody believes those false videos anymore.
And there's no one in authority.
Authority
who perpetuated those lies, except Carly Fiorina,
except the entire
and those debates
buffet
and Fox
of batshit over on the right. I mean, it's not just her; it's all of them. Ben Carson. I'm sure it took him 18 minutes to get out the one sentence. You know, he speaks rather slowly and quietly.
Yeah, he sounds like he just popped some heroin in his vein.
You think it was all the fumes in the operating theaters all the years? You think a little too much sleeping gas got out?
I think it's too much praying, Pat. I think he prayed too much. He prayed himself drowsy. It's a side effect of closing your eyes and talking to something that doesn't exist. Sometimes you just fall asleep.
Prayed his brain away. Ben Carson is saying that it's obvious that the rhetoric that they're stirring up on the right about they're killing babies, it fires up the lunatics. Now, everyone over on the conservative side is desperately trying to distance themselves from that and saying, how dare the libtards accuse the conservatives of firing this guy up? That's crazy.
But, I mean, I was about to say, don't they see that maybe this guy was listening to these right-wing nut jobs saying that these videos could be real? And maybe...
Ben Carson. Oh, we've got audio of Ben Carson. Here he was on ABC. You know what we have to do here is we have to be logical, apparently, according to Ben Carson.
Fuck you.
And both sides are to blame.
Oh, yes. Well, okay. I understand how the right. How are we to blame? The left.
Carson joins us now from Amman, Jordan. Good morning, Dr. Carson. We'll get to your trip in a moment. But first, your reaction to what happened in Colorado Springs.
Well, obviously, any hate crime is a horrible thing, no matter from where it comes. And
Well, he calls it a hate crime. I guess we'll toss him a dime on that one.
By the way, who got him out of bed? Did he get out of bed just now?
He looks a little squinty.
He needs some coffee.
I think he's in the Middle East right now. Why? This gets me. I don't understand why candidates who are not real world leaders.
Yes. Oh my God, is she trying to? We've got a DIY little heating project going on in Crab Diving Studios. We're making our own heater comprised of clay pot, some tea lights, some shit from the internet. It works. I mean, I feel warmth coming off that thing. And Kate just knocked the dog, just knocked the blanket off of her seating area. She's trying to kill us. I mean, Are you trying to kill us?
She seemed to have the foresight to know something was awry because she was over there sniffing it like something was going on.
So. Maybe Kate is a sleeper cell from the right sent to disrupt this commie, pinko, liberal, hippie internet radio show. What do you think?
I don't know. She does a...
She's not a very good sleeper.
Yeah.
She does a lot of sleeping. Her and Ben Carson get the same amount of sleep, I think.
Here's Ben Carson talking about what's going on here.
Well, obviously, any hate crime is a horrible thing, no matter from where it comes, and should be condemned very strongly.
Dr. Carson, the Planned Parenthood of Rocky Mountain, Vicky...
Okay. Jeez. Usually... You can't get these motherfuckers to shut up, right?
But she was caught off guard, that reporter.
So Martha Raddatz is who it is. Why are these candidates who are not real, senators and representatives and things like that, why are they kind of allowed to go overseas and kind of represent us, right? Why is Ben Carson running around Jordan? Why is Ben Carson running around being listened to about what's going on in the Mideast? He's a brain surgeon.
Well, why do they do that when they're running for president? I mean, is he trying to appear presidential and worldly?
Cred.
That he can go and talk to the King of Jordan?
Right.
Not sound like an idiot?
They want international security and
they want attention.
Foreign policy cred.
Look at me. My daddy didn't hug me enough. I need attention.
Hillary Clinton doesn't have to do that because, she was like Secretary of State and
whatever.
Shit. But these guys who have no experience need to go over there and pretend they're presidential. He's got his little American flag pin on, which is so disgusting. By the way, big fuck you, among other things, for, ruining the whole planet to George Bush and Dick Cheney again for starting that stupid flag thing.
What
was it them or was it Reagan? How far back do we have to go and blame?
What are we talking about?
The lapel pin where you're not an American now if you don't have a stupid American flag on your fucking lapel if you're a politician.
Didn't Trump say he was going to do a little badge on his sleeve of a jacket and just...
It's little titties that light up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and the nipples light up.
A little thing around his arm, the American flag wrapped around his arm.
Oh, yeah.
Similar to maybe another uniform that used to be worn. Fascist. Fuck you.
So, yeah, he's wearing his stupid little ridiculous flag here. And Martha Raddus now asking him more about Planned Parenthood.
Howard said that extremists are creating a poisonous environment that feeds domestic terrorism in this country. Do you agree with that?
Unfortunately, there's a lot of extremism coming from all areas. It's one of the biggest problems that I think is threatening to tear our country apart. We get into our separate corners and we hate each other. We want to destroy those with whom we disagree. It comes from both sides. So, you know, there is no saint here in this equation. But what we really have to start asking ourselves.
God.
In this issue, where is the hate that comes from our side? Is because we kill babies by the dozens? Is that what it is? You're killing babies.
How did the left cause this shooting of a Planned Parenthood clinic? I mean, what did the left do to fuck with Planned Parenthood?
You know, there was an early report. these idiots clung to all fucking weekend, some of them. And I think some of the harder core morons are still trying to say that it wasn't an attack on Planned Parenthood. It was a bank robbery that went bad. Because one of the early reports, when nobody knew what the fuck was going on, was that the Chase Bank that's like next door, that it might be a bank robbery that went awry and they're holed up at Planned Parenthood or something. So, of course, the lunatics on the right jumped on that and said, they're calling us bank robber, a terrorist for going after the thing next door. The libtards are lying. But it was quickly debunked. And Chase Bank, even, I saw a tweet this morning. Chase Bank is like, it wasn't us. Didn't happen to our bank. Our bank has nothing to do with this.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't put it above a right-wing nut job asshole to get a bank and an abortion clinic mixed up. I mean, they are stupid. I mean, we could say right-wing nut jobs for the most part are kind of dumb.
You're right.
Dullards.
So, I don't know why you'd go into a Chase and scream no more baby parts.
I don't know.
So maybe
they're stupid.
Who knows what those people have in safe deposit boxes.
What's the famous actor? Oh, God. We love this guy. We talk about him all the time. Rip Torn.
Rip Torn.
He broke into a bank in the middle of the night. He was armed. He thought he was going into his own house, and he fell asleep in the lobby.
Was he armed? Does he have his own gun that he carries
He had
around?
A gun with him.
That's awesome.
And he broke in, and he said he thought it was his own fucking
house.
Right,
that's how drunk. That's what a great time Rip Torn had night.
And he was in his mid-70s at the time.
Yeah, that wasn't that long ago. Yeah.
Well, I wonder how he broke in. Did he just push the door in real hard and barrel in there and then fall asleep in the fucking lobby?
Kicked in the front door. And how easy is it that a 70-something-year-old actor can kick in the door?
Listen. We're talking about Rip Torn here.
It's a small town, too. Isn't it?
He's got strength, that guy. He's crazy.
He's Rip Torn.
He's loony.
Special strength.
Yes.
So that's been, there's a little more.
What can we do as a nation to rectify the situation? How can we begin to engage in rational discussion? You know, all you have to do is go to an article on the internet and go to the comment section. You don't get 5 comments down before people start calling each other names and acting like idiots.
Well, he's got a point there. That's one of our favorite things to do is to go to down to the fucking comments on any.
Oh my God.
Especially if you go, it's very depressing.
Are we not allowed to say that we have a group of people in this country that are these crazy conservatives that are armed to the teeth, that are dangerous, and they will do shit like this? Are we not allowed to point that out?
Well,
and a lot of them are crazy religious fundamentalists.
That's un-American. How dare you? How dare you be anti-religion?
Oh, my God. Of course, these abortion clinic shootings are tied to religion and these nutballs.
Grab a couple of tampons, everybody. Cram them into your ear holes because they're going to be bleeding.
Ouchie.
Here is a little bit of Outnumbered from this morning. Hot from the Fox sphincter.
Yummy.
Fox sphincter.
Oh, nice. Look at you.
Fox sphincter. Fox sphincter. That's a good one. Andrea Tantaros.
Oh, my God. She's the worst.
First of all.
What an asshole she is.
The title down at the bottom. You know, well.
Yay.
They've got a ridiculous scroll going down at the bottom because, of course, scroll. They know they're fucking blathering, bloviating dickwads are not interesting enough to keep everyone's attention. They got to have the news scrolling down at the bottom.
They should call that the alarmist feed. Have you ever read the Fox feed? Right. I mean, my God.
That's it. We're talking about something for a moment that's not going to terrify you. So make sure we get something scary in the scroll at the bottom.
Oh, shit.
So above that, it says Fox News Live, outnumbered. And this segment is titled, Has the Left Rushed to Judgment in the Planned Parenthood Shootings?
What judgment is anyone rushing to? It's a redneck, lunatic, right-wing, nut job, religious right. fundamentalist. We all agree that shot a white guy, crazy-looking white guy, that shot up that Planned Parenthood, right?
Right.
Okay. I guess we're jumping to that conclusion, dickheads.
Here is, oh God, prepare your ears, everyone. We apologize.
Dee 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 dee.
But here's what's going on over on Fox.
Fuck you.
Fox is outnumbered.
Eat my dick.
This is typical left-wing tactics.
That was, that's a clip they played of Carly Fiorina, who's running around. She's one of the most heinous.
I know.
I may have tweeted something uncivil to her.
No.
We're not going to. Maggie, we're not going to blow ourselves up. It's a very
host
controlled...
Host of Pretty Miss Injury.
It's a very controlled experiment.
Right, right. Host of Pretty Miss Injury, our weekly feminist show. Kill all men.
Don't kill all men. Some. No, don't kill any men. We're anti-death penalty.
Nobody dies.
Diving. Now I got sidetracked. I was on, let's see, Fiorina.
You're playing that Andrea Tantaro shit. From Outnumbered, correct?
Yeah, I went over to Twitter for a reason, though, and then I got sidetracked. Fuck it. Okay, here we go. Here's more of what Fiorina had to say. That's it. They play the Fiorina clip, and now we go to Tantaros.
So is it? I mean, I think this was pretty predictable, Charles. You saw on Twitter a lot of people rushing to judgment. Yeah. The same people that hesitate using the phrase Islamic terrorism were very quick to use the term Christian.
You're absolutely right. In fact,
Islamic terrorism.
You're absolutely right, Pat.
Right.
Yeah.
And by the way, the leaders of the country, like President Obama.
From Kenya.
You will not hear him say Christian terrorism.
Right.
Because he's not going to be a shit fuck.
Yes.
And lump an entire religion into a few extremist assholes.
However,
like Tantaros wants him to.
I will be a shit fuck and I will call it Christian fundamentalist terrorism.
Right. And we'll also say Islamic terrorism because we don't have an international group of people that we don't have to piss off.
We have listeners in Yemen. No. Don't we? Don't we have listeners in the Middle East?
Yeah. Pakistan, big time.
Oh, they love us.
We get a lot of downloads from Pakistan.
What up?
We assume it's our brave armed forces over there, maybe.
Oh, yes.
And thanks for your service.
Right.
And, hey, sorry.
If
it were up to us, you wouldn't be there.
Yeah, not in Pakistan. That must suck so bad. Like, can you get weed there? You can get heroin.
Heroin, right? Isn't that the poppies?
Yes.
Opium, I mean, from the poppies.
Isn't that heroin, though?
I think it's all a derivative.
Yeah.
I don't know where heroin comes from. The heroin tree.
Can you hear when I swallow this coffee?
Can you hear this?
Okay. As I saw you look, I don't know if it picks it up on the mic. I know it's very sensitive.
We've got, okay, here's a little bit more. Prepare your ears.
Yes.
This brain trust, who are instantly defending
a bunch of dicks.
They've got of course it's bad. I love that. Of course it's bad what he did.
Oh, yes.
We don't support this murder at all.
Wow.
But.
What a stance to have. Of course, the shooter, is Fox News telling me that the shooter at the Planned Parenthood was bad?
CN fucking N had it was happening.
They should change their name to that.
When it was happening, and it wasn't even Don Lemon. It was happening, And I think something keeps hitting your, that's what I keep hearing. I think something keeps whacking your,
it's me.
And I'm trying to find it on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. I think about
Don Lemon is a dickhead straight up.
But CNN had a guy on, one of the right wingier, nut jobbier, cum shittier, fuck wadier members of Congress who is virulently anti-woman's choice, anti-woman.
Fuck you!
And they have that dick fuck on.
Hey!
Representative Adam Kizinger, K-I-Z-I-N-G-E-R. Kizinger? Kizinger?
Oh, he sounds scary.
From Illinois. Shame on you, my home state.
Well, your home state. Once you get outside Chicago, buyer beware. It's a bunch of rednecks. Yeah, very true. Idiots.
So this asshole was on CNN.
Bay.
As it was happening, the, as far as they knew, the shooter was still holed up in the Planned Parenthood.
Right.
And the Kizinger says, well, we saw these barbaric videos, and that was something that many of us have a legitimate concern about.
Are they the barbaric videos? Are they referring to the videos that are
the Fiorina fake videos?
They might as well be referring to anything, right. anything that's fiction.
Well, I saw Star Wars.
Oh, yes. I am so. I
was quite upset about that treatment of Jabba the Hutt. He was a job provider.
Oh, yes. Sure. And I tell you what, I boycott any business owned by stormtroopers.
Right.
I won't give them their business. Or Ewoks. Fuck the Ewoks.
You think there's a little sign that says no Jedi is allowed in the front?
Jedi abortions. Done with a lightsaber.
One of our resident right-wingers on our Facebook page likes to bring up there's a meme something about gun control with Star Wars, something ridiculous, and but he fails to realize that the lightsaber, it's a lightsaber thing,
right?
And but lightsabers were very controlled. Only Jedis could have lightsabers. He's comparing gun control to like lightsaber control.
Right. And it's not like a
right.
It would be similar if the Republic or the Empire made shitloads of lightsabers and sold them at the
How many Ewoks
Walmart.
Were running around with lightsabers?
All of them. None.
Little furry None. Arms and legs lopped off left and right.
Is it true that Jedis can perform abortions with the Force?
Right. It's the coat hanger procedure. Yeah, yes.
That's what Spock does with that little Vulcan mind meld bullshit. He's put that hand in the wrong place. Bye-bye.
That's how he put his way through the academy.
Oh, yes.
Performing Vulcan abortions. So.
Prime directive.
Yeah, fuck. I mean, CNN invites. Yeah. CNN's turning into goddamn Fox. You invite the looniest of the extreme on the other side and present that as a why would you have this human on? The most virulent anti-Planned Parenthood, for one, and then fuck him in every hole for in any way justifying this. Well, we did see those videos.
Yeah.
Many of us are concerned about that.
I mean, it's not a...
So, of course, this guy should go in and kill some innocent people, Ryan.
Right. Oh, yeah.
How dare you not put that 1 and 1 = 47?
I mean, we have a news empire, and let's say we were trying to cover this shooting... You know, objectively, what do you report? Like, what details? What would be germane to the story? What would be necessary? Would we need to hear from a side that believes that those fetal chop shop videos were real? Would we need to hear religious anti-choice fundamentalists?
I wouldn't, in the middle of an active shooting, I wouldn't drag Cecile Richards on either, the president of Planned Parenthood, because why?
No, that's actually relevant.
But it's not.
Yes, it is.
Well, I mean, it's one her of company. Her, yeah.
Her office got shot up. I mean, a Planned Parenthood got shot up. To me, that kind of makes sense. But
okay, just a pro
a pro-life person.
A pro-choice advocate.
Yeah, it wouldn't make sense.
Right.
Why?
And they brought on a pro-life or anti-choice advocate to talk about an ongoing hostage situation.
It doesn't make any fucking sense. Hey, well,
let's have a member of ISIS on while someone's shooting up a theater.
I mean, you know, right, absolutely. And, you know, anyway,
No.
What'd you say?
Left winger compares a representative to ISIS.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it doesn't, you know, the way all these news organizations cover these fucking events, they are kind of ridiculous anyway. Like, a disaster, a plane crash, a shooting. I mean, aside from reporting what's happening and what information you have, how do you make it your whole day? How do you cover that event for the whole fucking day? Because it's not like there's new information just popping up every 5 minutes.
Well, that's where the shitty journalism comes in, is that they're all breaking each other's dicks to try to get to the story first. And any little tidbit of information, fucking CNN, how many
disgusting,
that ridiculous, I mean, not the ridiculous plane that disappeared, the ridiculous coverage they had of that horrific plane disappearing, that Malaysian airliner, but it just went on for weeks. Well, there's a possibility of a thought that somebody might have found a bottle cap floating somewhere off of Maui.
I remember watching that coverage and thinking, God, I should just buy a camera and go shoot, go look out at the ocean and just shoot pictures of the sea. Because that's all they show. Do you remember that?
You'll be able to sell it on CNN.
This is B-roll of the ocean. There's no plane bobbing up and down. It's just the ocean, in case you forgot what the fucking ocean looked like. I mean, the way the CNN... Dude, I mean, we know how CNN covered those fucking horrible tornadoes in Oklahoma that one time where that whole city got wiped out.
Yeah.
They sent Wolf Blitzer's little hairy happy ass down there to ask the victim if she believed in God after her house got wiped out by a fucking storm.
Yeah, he ran out of questions, I think, where it was like, do you thank God?
There's nothing else to talk about. Guess what? The shooting was horrible.
Do you thank God? I mean,
the tornado was horrible. What else do you say?
And she handled that so much better than I would have. I would have been like, do I thank God? Wolf, can you have your cameraman please pan around the neighborhood of all the decimated houses here? Thanks, God!
I would have been like, fuck you, dude. I would have told him to fuck off. They would have had to bleep me.
I mean, ridiculous. She was just like, well, you know, I'm an atheist.
I mean, really, what is going on with CNN? Are they fighting for ratings? That must be what's happening. They must want some of that sweet Fox ratings action.
Right.
They'll just say whatever.
Still, I saw another something. I was reading a story about Chris Hayes on MSNBC.
Iffy.
And, you know, he's up at the same time as O'Reilly.
Yes.
He's direct competitor to O'Reilly.
Oh, wow. The two couldn't be more different, right?
And goddamn, he just gets the floor wiped with him. No, again, it's a low number. When you talk about cable TV news, you know, and ratings being through the roof, we're still talking like 3 million people, which is a decent number. It's not nighttime numbers. It's not Walking Dead numbers.
No,
it's not
God.
When 40 million people are watching or shit like that. It's not, you know, it's a small shit pile to be at the top of, is what I'm trying to say. And the demographic is older for, especially on Fox.
Yeah.
So, but they got money. They got advertising money, apparently. They could pay.
Just disgusting coverage of this Planned Parenthood shooting.
Yeah, here's
What it is. It's just a nutball shot up a Planned Parenthood clinic because of a lot of drivel to right spreads.
Obviously mentally deranged. The dude's obviously lost his nuts, but his walnuts.
Good thing he was able to get his hands on some guns, by the
right.
way. Right. Yeah, that's a win.
But obviously the rhetoric on the right, you've got Carly Fiorina running out there saying baby chop shops, and we've got to stop the killings of the millions of the babies. Once they shoot out of that vagina, fuck them. Fuck them.
You
take her.
If you're a journalist,
how dare you want formula, you liberal socialist little tit sucker.
Hey, tit sucker, we want those babies to be born ASAP. We want to plant crack on them.
Right.
Put them in jail. Fry them in an electric chair.
Here's just a couple more minutes of this horrible outnumbered.
Chris and I both, we covered this live on Friday. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you had to walk a very thin line, obviously. And, you know, you knew Planned Parenthood was there, but there were other businesses there. You kind of figured it was centered on this. And as soon as that was the case, you know, people were tweeting me the definitions of terrorism and those kind of things. But, I you know, when I listened to what Hillary said, from what I understand, people have an opposition, particularly some of the politicians, Republican politicians running for the White House, to the idea of taxpayers funding Planned Parenthood and mm-hmm. abortion.
Which they goddamn fucking don't.
They don't
fund abortions. There's federal laws, the Hyde Amendments, you dummies.
You
look
fucking
it up.
Idiots.
It doesn't.
Yeah. And we all know 110% of Planned Parenthood's budget goes to sucking out right. babies, right?
3%.
Oh,
and they don't,
okay.
And
three,
they don't
thank
want,
you.
They want to close the whole thing down. They just want to close the whole thing down. Why don't you go to a free clinic like everybody else does?
Why don't you fuck off?
They're not saying, hey, listen, the courts have ruled, perhaps they'll rule again in the future. They're not saying, and you don't have to like abortion, but they're saying.
This, by the way, is Fox Business host Charles Paying is this guy's name. Moderate voice of reason. Fox Business.
Congratulations, Chuck.
Tends to be less Bible bangery than the regular asshole.
Wait, this is Fox.
This is Fox News, on Outnumbered, he's a guy that's from, you know, they have rotating penises in the
he's the cock
in the central penis area.
Oh, yes.
the penile area on Outnumbered.
Welcome to the central penis region.
And he's dangling there in the middle.
Fuck you.
He's from Fox Business.
But
there's no way in the world that taxpayer money should be used for that, particularly when they're talking about selling baby parts.
It's not.
Oh, yes.
And that's not done, you asshole.
Wait a second. I want to buy a fetal kneecap. Where do I get that?
Yeah, here we go with the fake videos, Fox.
It's fake.
Fox is still pushing that narrative, man. Those videos. Check out those videos. I saw that baby wiggling as they were stabbing it with a coat hanger.
You know what it is?
And saying, save the toe.
You know what it is? The right wants the left to kill themselves by banging their heads against the wall over and over again.
Work.
Every time they mention these videos, which are fucking fake. Even someone running for president references these videos in debates, and there's no one there. There is no one there with a voice of reason to say, hey, Carly Fiorino, those videos that you're talking about are fake.
Right.
They've been debunked, you idiot.
Well, I think we have plenty of evidence to put forth the hypothesis that reason has very little to do with anything in the GOP debate right now, in the GOP race.
Yes.
Thought and reason, 0.0, when you got Trump saying he saw thousands and thousands of Arabs throwing parties, tailgate parties.
Oh, my God.
Woohoo! Look at those buildings coming down. When you got that shit happening.
We talked about this last week. The media, they're getting together and they're trying to decide whether or not they can just call Trump a liar.
Right. It's tough because they know that he's ratings gold. And anytime they say, hey, we've got an interview with Donald Trump tomorrow, everybody's going to watch their stupid fucking show to see what this asshole says.
And I know there's this thing where you don't. I mean, do you want to, some liberals probably don't want to get down and dirty with Trump, you know, and calling him a liar, maybe they don't think that's the nice thing to do.
Yeah.
But when you're dealing with someone like him, I mean, he's a fucking liar. Ben Carson's a fucking liar. Carly Fiorino is a fucking liar.
Yeah, she's pretty egregious.
What do you say? At some point.
Although Ben Carson, I mean, for the most part, he's full of shit, but a couple of times he's said, he's totally backtracked and just said, oh, I was wrong, which you never hear, right? I mean, he, with that, what was it? The people dancing and celebrating. After Trump said, I saw thousands and thousands of them celebrating when the bodies were falling off of the Twin Towers, thousands were,
I
saw it myself. I was invited. I brought beer to one.
I mean, are we not allowed to say that that fucking rhetoric can incite some asshole living in the middle of the woods with a bunch of weapons? He's going to go shoot something up because Hey, listen, a guy running for president said there were Muslims celebrating 9/11.
Well, that's the other question. I think Katie Tour on journalist on MSNBC, she's the one who's
effete.
The poor thing. She's embedded in the Trump campaign, which must be on one side fascinating.
Yes.
And another side terrifying as fuck. But she said that the what were we talking about?
That we're talking about how all these people that are quote unquote authority figures are saying, you know, perpetuating these lies, like Muslims were celebrating the fall of the towers in New Jersey, and these fetal chop shop videos are fucking real.
Right. And Ben Carson comes out and says, I don't know what my point was with Katie Tour, which she was said something this morning.
She was from MSNBC.
That was in my head, and then now it's gone. But Ben Carson, after that, after Trump said that, thousands and thousands of them, Ben Carson was like, oh, yeah, I saw that too. And then the next day, I think it's somebody finally actually got through to Carson and was like, no, you didn't. And then Ben Carson said, oh, I was thinking of something else.
It's fucking insane.
I think he saw the people in Syria. There were like Al-Qaeda people dancing in the streets. There were hardcore Muslims dancing in the streets, not in Jersey City.
I mean, sometimes I think the left, they suffer from being, you know, polite and reasonable. And at what point is it the left's responsibility to call out these guys as liars? I mean, you know,
right.
I mean, I know people don't want to be assholes and they want to be like, you know, considerate and nice and reasonable. But when you've got Ben Carson saying that he tried to stab someone and it turns out that story is totally bullshit.
Right.
Then he said the blade was blocked by a giant fucking belt buckle.
Yeah.
I mean, although, you know, if you grew up in the South or whatever, there's plenty.
That's not that unbelievable.
Oh, God, you should see the belt buckle. Oh, my yeah. God. But, you know.
I was in a country band for a little bit. Oh, God, so you talk about fucking belt buckles. People have dinner plates.
Gotta strapped. Get that country band back together. That'd be fun. Let's do it.
What?
Do the country band. I want to. Can I be the comic that opens for you and then I'll play tambourine later?
Sure. Yeah, both of us would go over really well with the country crowd. Yeah, everybody, listen to Crab Diving.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
I'm all beat them boys' ass.
So
I just hate the right. Let's just be honest. We just hate you guys. You guys just fucking suck.
They're
those
so
conservative
stupid
assholes, man.
I really
you're
don't.
Ruining
I
mean, the country.
The problem is, I mean, we both have relatives that are. You know, a little bit right wing, not jobby. And I just don't get, they're otherwise quite lovely people.
Yes, that's true. And except all the extremism and shit.
Right. Well, and the racism.
That leads to stuff like this happening in a Planned Parenthood. I mean, this is the thing that really pisses me off about, I mean, all it is people going to the fucking doctor. That's all it is. Why doesn't he? It's the equivalent of shooting up a normal doctor's office. There's probably no abortions being performed at the time when this idiot busted in there with his guns. Ugh, it's just so stupid.
We could check the headlines, I guess. I've got a shit ton of stories, but we can see what's going on. Out on the planet.
Fuck you.
Here we are at the news.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, November 30th. 2015.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post.
Fuck you more!
Which is actually where I just was when we were talking about the fucking CNN story.
Oh my God. CNN just pisses me off.
The headline over at the HuffPo
is so irresponsible.
Says ex-military chief says our mistakes made ISIS possible.
Fuck you.
Retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn.
Yes.
Who's a former U.S. Special Forces commander in Iraq.
Right.
And in Afghanistan.
Ooh.
at one point was the country's highest ranking military intelligence official. He says,
him on his high, I'm thinking of a word, high, what do you call that? High position, high
achievements. His high achievement.
Good for you, dude. You studied hard.
The he says,
yes,
that it was the George W. Bush administration.
Don't mess with Texas.
Their Iraq war was a tremendous blunder, which helped create the self-proclaimed Islamic State.
It's like the Bush administration is gone, but they're still fucking us in the ass. Amazing.
Must not be a huge big news story Newsday this today right now if they're hauling out.
But that's a big thing, what you just said, though. I mean, that's important, right?
Right.
It's germane to the conversation.
He did a interview with the German newspaper Der Spiegel.
Nein!
And said it was a huge error, as brutal as Saddam Hussein was. It huge. Was just a mistake to eliminate him.
Oopsie. Oopsie.
The same is true for Muammar Gaddafi in Libya, which is now a failed state. The historic lesson is that it was a strategic failure to go into Iraq.
Wait a second.
History will not be and should not be kind to that decision.
Geez, somebody's a little catty.
I think dude worked for Bush. I think this is a little bit of a...
this is a cock slap.
Jumping ship, yeah.
Yeah, man. What? Hey,
he's a rhino.
Yeah, fuck you, boy. What do you mean? This guy said Libya is a failed state. What does that mean? They failed.
Well, it's the same thing is we thought they did have elections, but you know it didn't go really well, and we're just assholes. We just need to stay out of shit that ain't our business. We need to stop with the regime building.
Let's bring
democracy to the Mideast. We're gonna give them their democracy.
Yeah,
but then they get their democracy and they vote for somebody we don't like. Or they vote for somebody heinous. And then we got to go stick our noses in again, and then everybody fucking hates us even more. It's just bullshit.
The irony of it too is, like, you think about that. We brought all these people in Iraq, democracy, right, via Halliburton, part of the oligarchy that is fucking our democracy in the fucking ass.
And the only time we go in is when it's money. There's people. We didn't give a shit. About Darfur.
We didn't give a shit about Africa.
We didn't give a shit about any of this shit until it starts bumping up against our buddies in the oil, our oil butt buddies. So that's the headline over at the HuffPo. Is this retired general Michael Flynn is spreading his ex-military butt cheeks. Taking a big old dump on the George Bush administration, or the Darth Cheney administration.
Hand me a glass coffee table, please. You know what? Here's what's going to happen. History will be told by people just like this guy who, from the Bush administration, embarrassed for what they fucking did, disgusted by it, and they finally come out and say, you know what? Everything was a big shitstorm.
And it's getting worse. They you know, Cheney and Rummy. And Cummy and Dickey and Fucky and Twatty and all of them that were in the George Bush administration are now, at the time, we're like, well, history is going to show that it was the right decision and that George Bush is the greatest fucking president there ever was and everything. Well, history's happening. It's been a number of years now, and it's getting worse. We're finding out more about those assholes. That's worse. It's not vindicating them. It's convicting them. History is convicting you assholes.
Yeah, it's not looking upon you favorably. By the way, for anyone wondering, I'm so sorry. Failed state is a state perceived as having failed at some of the basic conditions and responsibility of a sovereign government. That's for me. I was just wondering. Because I hear that term a lot, and I'm like, what does failed state
mean? It's like Somalia. There's no cohesive government. It's just a big clusterfuck.
You know what should it be called? Texas. A failed state is Texas. A failed state is any state that America came in and tried to give democracy to.
Well, right. You know, I mean, there's a bunch of that going on.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
That's so funny. How many of those do we have from Obama, you assholes?
0.0, motherfuckers.
Oh, really? My God. How many of those?
Hey, do you want to hear the list of there's a 2015 list of fragile states index below. South Sudan. Is that a country on its own, or is it a country? I thought Sudan was a whole country.
Apparently, there's a south one, too.
Somalia is a real shitstorm.
Come on.
Central African Republic, a real shitstorm. Sudan. South Sudan and Sudan. Total shitstorm. Chad, Yemen, Syria, Afghanistan, Guinea, Haiti, Iraq, Pakistan, Nigeria, Ivory Coast, Zimbabwe, Guinea-Bissau. Don't even know what the fuck that is. Burundi, Niger, Ethiopia, Texas.
You took a
breath.
Tiny pause before Niger.
Oh, man.
Over, if we dumb it down,
Oy.
Let's crank our calendars back a few millennia.
Too late.
Drag our knuckles on the ground. Start thinking Jesus-y thoughts.
Eat me.
Let's head over to the Drudge Report. Over at the Drudge Report, the headline is...
Fuck you.
Everyone be afraid. Be very afraid.
Oh, yes.
It says, New Dawn, Yuan Road to Unseat Dollar. So the Chinese are trying to take over as the international... reserve currency. The International Monetary Fund has announced today that the Chinese renminbi,
yes, my favorite,
is one of the world's elite currencies, a major milestone underscoring the country's rising financial and economic heft. So they are paving the way to help broader use of the renminbi in trade and finance. I don't know why they call it the... What's the difference between the renminbi and the yen and the yuan? I don't know. Well, I don't know.
Well, listen, spelling.
Nonetheless, the
renminbi.
Four other currencies, the dollar, the euro, the pound, and the yen, have the IMF designation. So I guess
this
renminbi is joining as a main world currency. But then the headline says... At the Drudge says,
yes,
on road to unseat dollar. That's just not true.
Wait, are they lying about something?
It's being recognized as a major currency.
Why do you think everyone's lying all the time? By the way, could you pass me a little baby toe over there? I'm hungry.
Right. It's just not true. So surprisingly, the Drudge headline over to the New York Times. And this is the New York Times. Which is fucking conservative as fuck.
Yes.
Drink.
Yeah.
And
a lot of F words today. It's Monday. It's F word Monday. Who cares?
And you think they would be all Twitter-pated about it, but they're just like, well, you know, it's been approved by the IMF. They're not screaming about it, but Drudge is like, China's taking over. So that's the headline over at the Drudge Report.
Fuck you.
Another important. Oh, this one's in red, Ryan.
Oh, yes.
Student arrested over threat to kill white devils at UChicago.
Oh, shit, man.
Why isn't the mainstream media reporting about this terrorist?
White devil.
I just befouled my computer. We're over at Breitbart.
How dare you?
University of Illinois at Chicago student was arrested.
Yes.
Will face charges for an online threat to kill at least 16 white devils in revenge for the death of Laquan McDonald, who was shot 16 times by police. Some asshole went on the internet, said he was going to go over to the quad at U of C. I will be armed with an M4 carbine and two Desert Eagles, all fully loaded. I will execute...
M4 carbine? Is that a big, scary fucking gun?
Yeah. I will execute approximately 6 white male students and or staff, which is the same number of times McDonald was killed. Oh, it's not the times he was killed. It was the number of times he was shot. Maybe we should correct that.
Oh, my God.
I will then die killing any number of white policemen in the process. This is not a joke. I am to do my part and rid the world of white devils. I expect you to do the same. So this is a terroristic threat.
Sure.
Guess what we're calling it? A terroristic threat.
Absolutely.
Even though it's a black guy.
Jeez.
Guess what? If it was a white guy, what would we call it?
Hey, by the way.
A terroristic threat.
Absolutely. And by the way, I want to congratulate Chicago, the governor, Rahm Emanuel over there for handling this murder so well.
Oh, it's going well.
It's just great.
Yeah.
By the way, I just looked up an M4 carbine. You know, I'm an effete little liberal. I don't have a big knowledge of guns, but are you telling me I can go to Walmart and buy that fucking thing? Look at this gun.
Well, yeah. It's
Do you see it? You know what it looks like.
Sure.
I don't fucking know.
I play Call of Duty.
This is bullshit. I don't even... You don't need this gun. You don't need...
But what about when black terrorists come to campus? If everybody had M4 carbines, Ryan, it would be a much safer place.
I want my Kiefer Sutherland Jack Bauer moment. Fuck you. Cover me.
There you go.
God, this is insane. You could buy this.
One of the sub headlines over at Drive.
What was the other gun? The Eagle what? I want to look that up.
I've already closed it.
I'm sorry. What is it? It's like an Eagle machine gun. Here, I'll look that up. It's probably shitloads of pictures. It's a bunch of, now I'm looking at a bunch of people riding eagles shooting a machine gun.
Oh, beautiful for spacious.
Why do we have so many fucking guns? You know, I think a lot.
Who paints these? Unironically, I know. Unironically,
right.
All these like eagles carrying a flag wrapped in a Kalashnikov.
Right.
It's just beyond.
I don't understand why. Why is the eagle such a violent symbol?
I want to get a paint by numbers one of those. I think that would be fun.
Oh, dude, I just found it. An eagle is a big.
It's
fucking
a pistol, isn't
scary
it?
Handgun. Yeah.
How
do you know that?
Because he said he was going to have his carbine and two eagles, right? So
Jesus Christ.
I just kind of assumed it would be handguns.
I think the problem is a lot like these anti-gun pussies like myself, we don't really know. I don't know what these guns look like. When I hear some shooter, them rattling off what the shooter used to kill a bunch of children with in Sandy Hook, I don't know what those guns look like. I don't know. To me, I just hear that and I'm like, big, scary fucking gun. But when you actually look like what an M4 carbine looks like.
It's a big, scary fucking gun. You're
right.
You
really flip your lid because I can't even believe you can buy that in this fucking country. That's nuts.
That's the kind of shit some of those assholes walk around with strapped to their back at Chipotle in Texas. Or the group. I don't know that we talked about this that much, but we could drift into that because I got this other story that's driving me up the fucking wall. We did talk about the open carry cowards, fuckwads,
yes,
who marched in front of that mosque in Texas.
Oh, I hate shit like that. It's like, what's your fucking problem, you dickhead?
Well, I mean, it was just like a dozen of them, and since then, counter-protesters, I guess in the hundreds, have shown up and, you know, brought the people flowers. There was a counter-protest. We love our Muslim brothers kind of protest.
Yeah.
And the Islamic Center invited everybody in. They had food.
Oh,
it was
my
amazing.
God.
It was great.
How horrible.
So this asshole, one of these organizers of this, the bad anti-Muslim protest, the open carry cowards.
Fuck you.
A couple of them wearing masks. Why, if you're so fucking brave,
right,
and you're gonna protect America,
yeah,
fucking weenie, take your goddamn balaclava off, you fucking
balaclava,
cowardly simpering little wimp
baklava.
And the one of these guys got some list that is available somewhere online in some government.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of these lists of applying for something, you know, you can go some government list. You just got to go get it. But it's like a list of, he called them Muslim sympathizers and Muslim.
Oh my God.
It was a list of people that go to the mosque and their home addresses.
Oh my God.
And shit. And he just put it on the internet and he goes, just so you know, these are the Islamists that, and just put out their addresses.
Terrifying.
Just doxed them.
Terrifying.
For the crime of going to that mosque and worshiping.
And it's another level of terror if you think about the guns people have access to, these nutballs. I mean,
right. And these are the ones that showed up with them, with the guns, and walked around, surrounded the, well, 12 of them did surround, but they walked around the mosque with obvious intent to intimidate.
Yeah.
And they even kind of said it. They're like, yeah, we're not going to be intimidated. We're telling them we're not going to be intimidated. Ugh. There's nobody in that mosque is intimidating. They're going to pray and shit and have falafel.
They're getting together. Hey, listen, there are people that aren't white that are getting together. I know that's disturbing to some of you ninnies.
Right.
Jeez. By the way, this carbine, I'm on this M4 carbine. This is nuts. You know how many people make this? I just thought this is one person would make this gun. Colt, some company named LMT, Bushmaster, Remington Arms, Thor Global. Right. It just goes on and on and on. You know how much that gun costs? $700. Oh, that's cheap.
Probably less at, like, you know, Walmart. But
it's disturbing because it's so fucking cheap. I mean, a nutball can go find money to buy a fucking gun with it.
Sorry.
I'm closing this window. Fuck you, Wikipedia, and all your knowledge.
So the guy who I'm trying to find his name. The guy who was, they wanted to show force, they said, when they walked around this Texas mosque.
Oh my God, your dicks are so tiny.
We want to show force.
And ignorance. Congratulations.
Well, I can't find this asshole's name. Not that it really matters. But the guy, one of the guys who put out the names and addresses.
Fuck you.
Of the people who, again, yes, their entire crime is they go to the mosque. There's nothing. It's nothing. There's no reason for him to list them other than, watch out, here's a Muslim near you that lives near you.
There's Muslims.
He then received a shitstorm, of course.
Yummy.
He should. From every other civilized human being on the goddamn planet, other than the knuckle-dragging, cowering in the corner fearmongers.
Fuck you.
And he then was saying, he was out crying that he's being...
No.
He's being attacked.
I'm being marginalized.
I didn't put nothing out that was... not out there for everybody to see. You could just go to something.gov.something.pdf.something.backslash and pull this data. He said, quote, yeah, I found it. David Wright III. Good job, David Wright II.
David Wright, any relation to the much ballyhooed Mets third baseman?
Maybe he's David the second. Wright. Maybe it's his son.
Best third baseman in Mets history. Probably not related.
This is the man who is, you know, there's a group called CARE.
Yes.
The Council of on American Islamic Relations.
Okay.
They're people, Muslims, who want to, I don't know, not have hate flying back and forth between the Muslims, their Muslim citizens of the United States and other citizens of the United States. This David Wright, this white bird shit stain. Formed a group called BAIR, B-A-I-R.
Okay.
The Bureau of American Islamic Relations.
Okay.
Not a warm and fuzzy outreach. Let's sit in kumbaya and
obviously
break bread together group.
Must be a diverse group.
This is
group
right.
Of people.
There's men and women.
Right.
There's old white guys and slightly less old white guys.
Both kinds.
He's the one who organized an armed protest against the Islamization of America. He also posted the name, quote, the name and address of every Muslim and Muslim sympathizer that stood up for Sharia tribunals in Irving, Texas. There was a fake news story that came out that this mosque... That they were secretly practicing Sharia law there, Ryan. Secret Sharia courts.
I'm in my Sharia room.
Tribunals. And it's just not true. It's just not true.
But that's a fun thing to do, is practice secret Sharia. It's so ridiculous.
In the closet with the light off.
Oh, yeah.
he He said, our event ended very peacefully. People should recognize that we are peaceful and we are a group of self-defense minded people.
Oh, okay.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Hand me my M5 carbine of which I can put a grenade launcher on.
Facebook removed the list of names. And then in another post on Facebook, this simpering little coward posted, I'm being attacked and smeared by the liberal media for legally exercising my First and Second Amendment rights.
Oh, yes. Always the Second Amendment, you two-A dickhead.
And for using public. Meanwhile, fuck those Muslims' First Amendment rights.
Oh, yeah.
By the way. My First Amendment rights are more important than yours.
But what about the Muslim Second Amendment rights?
Ooh, yeah. Try that. And for using public data to defend my credibility when they make accusations against me.
What the fuck?
What does that mean?
Who knows? What a dick.
He was, you know, accused of putting out a hit list, basically. He says, you know as well as I do, if it was my intention to use this as a hit list, then it would have already happened.
Okay. Maybe he needs to explain that differently, because does that help his case? What a creep.
What an embarrassment.
Oh, you know, really, I would feel better about this country if we could put some of these. God, is anyone keeping an eye on these white fucking racists?
Well, we got one
with
more.
With their guns and all this shit. I mean, how nerve wracking.
Now, do you remember the guy that he looks like he was an extra in Sons of Anarchy?
Okay.
He's the one with the flag tattooed on his chest with the weird nipple thing going on where the like the red of one part of the stripe is red nipple, and then it's a very strange tattoo he's got across his chest.
I mean, let's just, what a fucking
if
asshole.
You're gonna, here, FYI, if you're gonna put a big flag on your chest, work it out so that the nipples just aren't involved. You don't have to
one of the stars, yeah, my areola.
You don't have to try to incorporate a couple of nipples into the stars and stripes.
Why? It's there. You know, you got to work with it. It's right? A nipple. What are you supposed to do? Ignore it?
The nipple. So this is John Ritzheimer.
Nine. Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
Yeah. A lovely Irish man.
Oh, sure.
Sounds like.
Ritzheimer.
This is the guy who did the draw cartoon contest, I guess, at one point, and did another protest against a mosque in his. This is not the same guy. This is a different guy. This is Arizona evil white supremacist gun wielding anti-Islam xenophobe.
This is Ritzheimer
from Phoenix.
Hold on.
We've played clips of him online. He just sounds a terrifying a lunatic.
Just another scary person who probably lives in a compound in the middle of the desert somewhere with a shit ton of guns, baby.
So he posted a video.
Oh, wow. I made me a video.
He's going cross country, Ryan.
Windows Movie Maker.
What's up, America? John Ritz over here with my brother Tyler. One of my old high school brothers right here. And we're driving all the way across America, all the way to New York to go see those assholes at the Islamic Post.
Oh, hold on a second. I got to find me an unbleeped version. Because he says the fucking assholes at the Islamic Post. What happened was there's the Islamic Post is a newspaper that's put out by that town. You know, it's in New York. They call it. It's colloquially called Islamburg because it's got a large Muslim community. Population. Yeah. I guess in one of their stories, they called him, or one of their editorials.
Yes.
They called him the American Taliban.
Okay.
And he has decided now that he's grabbed his guns and he and his lily white, equally shaved head brother that he just talked about.
Okay.
Are heading cross country. And they're going to go to Islamburg or whatever, to this town, and they're going to confront those people who had the nerve to call him out on his bullshit. Let me see if this version is unredacted.
What's up, America?
Hey.
John Ritz over here.
What is that sound at the beginning?
That's him going, woohoo!
Good God, that's scary, dude.
That's how he opens his video.
Terrifying.
Oh, now it's
here with my brother Tyler, one of my old high school brothers right here. And we're driving all the way across America, all the way to New York to go see those assholes at the Islamic Post that decided to publish a paper calling me, a terrorist in this country.
Fucking terrorist.
Fuck you, Muslims.
Fuck you.
Fuck all of you. We're going to stop at virtually every mosque on the way, take a picture, flipping them off, telling them to get fucked.
Well, this is an adult American. We're going to stop at every mosque along the way. We're going to take pictures with us standing in front, flipping them off, telling them to get fucked because that's what Americans do.
Oh, my God. We are so incredibly fucking gross in this country. And I bet he's got guns.
Oh, well, listen.
You stupid, sorry sack of shit. You want to come out and say that we're all afraid of these poor little three-year-old orphans and these widows?
See, he's mad at Obama. Obama, how dare you say that we're afraid of little orphans? Fuck you.
Oh, my God.
How dare you?
That's not what's coming over here. And you know what? I'm not afraid.
Meanwhile, that is what's coming over here. And I think Batshit Bachman, I've got I even need to play the clip. But
I
she said something.
Name. Batshit Bachman.
Yeah, Michelle
good.
Batshit Bachman said something just yesterday about that it's all gang-aged men coming over.
No,
all these Syrians.
God.
All these Syrians are the little kid that was floating on the beach, found dead. The famous picture, that horrific picture, that kid that they found floating. He was, I don't know, three? Is that what the gangs are recruiting these days,
yeah,
morons?
You made a good point yesterday. We were chatting offline, crab diving.
Yeah, we do that.
We were talking about, I don't know, I had some article open about the Sharks making a comeback in Cape Cod.
The real, like not a team, not a hockey team.
Oh, yes.
The actual swimming beasts of the ocean.
They had a picture of that juvenile great white in a wash ashore, and there's these pictures of all these people throwing water on this shark to save it, to save that shark. And you said, if only those people could show the same empathy and concern for the Syrian refugees. It's a great white eating machine. You're not scared to save that. What about a Syrian child?
Right.
My God.
But that shark wasn't gang aged, Ryan. So they were.
Oh, yeah, that's okay true.
It was a juvenile. It wasn't quite gang aged yet. Didn't have any hair under its flippers.
Oh, my God.
Gang
aged Syrian. Right? This so irresponsible.
Here's the rest of this.
Say that.
Here's the rest of this lunatic in his car.
I fear for my family's safety, but I'm not afraid because these guys are fucking cowards.
He just said I fear for my family's safety, but I'm not afraid.
Yeah, which is it, dumbass? Yes.
And they show time and time again, they do not come and attack hard targets. Well, guess what? Getting ready for him.
He just picked up his gun, his pistol, and he's now racking a load. Interesting that
load.
Looking at this right now, the way
yes.
he's doing it, he's aiming it at his buddy's head as he's cocking this.
Well,
this bring it on, you Muslim.
You Muslim.
Want to come around in our country? We're ready for you. So.
Bring it on, you Muslim fucks. You want to come fuck around in our country? He's waving his gun around, by the way.
Yeah, listen, I'm sure you agree with me. I don't want to wish ill upon anyone, but how funny would it be if we had one of those great ironic gun accidents right now?
Oh, right. Horrible.
What an idiot.
Here's the last couple of seconds of this just screed.
I'm not afraid. I'm urging all Americans across the U.S., everywhere in public, start carrying a slung rifle with you, everywhere. Don't be a victim in your own country. Fuck you, Obama.
Fuck you, Obama, he says.
Fuck everyone.
And by the way, in between him and, I don't know, Dick Fuck McGee next to him
oh, yeah.
is a t-shirt that says, fuck Islam. There you go.
Have you ever? I'm looking forward to when we have more people walking around with guns with a rifle slung over your back.
Well, now the FBI,
yes,
has issued a warning about this guy.
Thank you.
They lost him.
Good. It felt like no one's doing anything about these racists in our country.
And you know, you'll hear about this from like Breitbart and them. Oh, look, they're issuing warnings against a white patriot who's standing up against the Islamification of America. And then, yeah. But they allow these Muslims to do their right.
They're firing refugee children.
I'm going to see those assholes who called me a fucking terrorist, he says. Fuck you, Muslims.
Ooh.
High-profile anti-Islam activist posted a threatening video, has now sparked an FBI alert.
Good.
Sending a warning to the New York PD. John Ritzheimer, Phoenix-based anti-Islam activist, posted that about a week ago. In the video, he was holding a gun. He says, "What's up, America?" Blah, blah, blah. He insults Obama. And he deleted the video on that same day, though. Brave, right?
Oh, yes.
Once something's up on the internet,
it's never deleted.
Right, especially it's if you
out of the box,
tiny bit of fame.
Yeah.
The FBI did take the unusual step of alerting New York law enforcement to his possible threat.
Jeez.
I guess agents found him, it says, but 2 days later when he was in Scranton, Pennsylvania, he got pissed off and stopped communicating with them, according to the New York Daily News. At that point, they issued an alert citing a potential threat to law enforcement.
Oh, yeah. By the way, this guy's not a terrorist at all.
No, not at all. No, because he's doesn't like Muslims and he's white.
Oh, yes. What?
It's Hancock, New York is the name of the town.
Doc.
And the FBI said, after recently becoming aware of video, which could have been perceived as threatening against the Muslim community in Hancock, the FBI took steps to notify our federal, state, and local partners.
Oh, man, dude.
So how this terrifying. Guy is costing taxpayer money.
It's so scary. These people should be terrified of these white racists, and they're armed. Oh, my God.
He calls himself a 3%er,
ugh,
which is a reference to the 3% of the population of the American colonies that fought the British
during
the Revolutionary War.
Oh, I hate these people that like read two books and all of a sudden they're an expert on everything. I'm sure he's an expert on the Revolutionary War.
Oh,
he knows
absolutely
all about it, all the facts.
Quite the historian.
Oh, yes. Like those fat Civil War reenactors. That's my favorite. Everyone was starving in Civil War. Nobody was an extra large, okay?
Yeah, we just heard the ending. I'm urging all Americans across the U.S. to start carrying a rifle with you everywhere. Don't be a victim in your own country. Fuck you, Obama.
What are we going to do about these nutballs? It's terrifying. I mean, it really is.
A spokesman for Muslims of America said they're working with local law enforcement to keep the community safe. They're also watching closely for any violence, which has been popping up everywhere. Did you hear about the cab driver that just got shot last night?
No.
Some asshole was asking a cab driver about Islam and shot him because he's a Muslim.
Who the fuck is taking a cab, by the way, with Uber and Lyft? It's so cheap.
Yeah, I don't understand that anymore. Our neighbor does that all the time now, and I don't really get that here.
Maybe he's never heard of it.
Cab that shows up all the time.
It's like
here.
$4 to take a Lyft.
So be on the lookout, ladies and gentlemen, for John Ritzheimer.
What a nutball.
Shaved head.
Jeez.
Goatee. No goatee. And some of them he has a goatee.
Does he have shit tons of tats?
Lots of guns. Carry your long guns.
That's what we need. More guns. Whenever I go somewhere with a shit ton of people like a Dave and Buster's, I'm like, what would make this place better if everyone had an Uzi?
If absolutely everyone was armed.
Yeah.
We had a guy the other day who killed the poor waitress. Because what was it? She didn't give him water or something. I mean, there was some dispute. We need more guns. We just need more guns.
Oh yeah, and you're being sarcastic when you say that.
Yes.
Okay.
What else is going on? Thanks for joining us, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. Wow, it's going fast today. 3:15-ish out here on the West Coast if you're listening live. By the way, if you are listening live, in 45 short minutes, a brand new episode of the awesome Midnight Breakfast podcast with David Sharp will be debuting at 4 p.m. Yes. here Pacific on the Pacific Coast, streaming ready for iTunes and crabdiving.com a little later in the evening.
Comedians Forrest Shaw and Becky Kluger.
Right.
At Big Dick Becky.
Big Dick Becky was here in the studios right, not that long ago.
Yeah.
Crab Diving's legal representation.
Legal counsel. Yes.
We will. Oh, and then after that is Rick Woods.
Oh, that 15 minutes.
Right. Times two.
Oh, yeah. Two episodes of 15 minutes, which is 30 minutes. 30 minutes of wood ain't enough.
Right. And one of them's not quite 15 minutes this week. So he was a little ill or something. So
Jesus.
You get to hear a Rick Wood Abnormal Cattle song after that.
Right.
Rick's old band. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, live.
Did you see that story I put up? I think it went out this morning about how the shark population is climbing.
No,
Cape Cod on the east.
Just talking about that,
man. Hey, the great whites are coming back. There was a time when there weren't so many of them. Now there's tons. Apparently, there's been at least. It said that there's 80 more great whites than there used to be. 80 more, man.
Well, that's good. Yeah. They're beautiful creatures.
I'm trying to get on the right side of that. I really am.
You're trying to work yourself up into.
And they were like,
being down with the bouncing back of our giant white friends.
Fucking marine biologist or whatever the fuck he is in this article, like crowing about how great it was that the first great white breach has been seen in the Cape Cod area in like they don't know how many years. And
not your first thought?
Is that great?
If you see a great white breach, it's not woohoo.
You know, I just don't like. I guess I don't have an appreciation of science. That you're telling me if all the sharks disappeared from the earth today, the ecosystem would be fucked?
Well, you know, anytime you disrupt the food chain, I guess, right? Yeah. In certain ways.
All right. I mean, what do I know? Thank goodness we have more of these fucking sharks swimming around. I'm sure all the people that surf and swim on the East Coast, they're excited. There's more of their great white buddies out there in the ocean.
Yeah, every seal is thrilled.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, when the shark is eating you to death, realize that he thinks it's a seal and he doesn't think it's you. It's not personal. It's just you look like a seal.
Right.
Don't be a little bitch about it.
And we were talking earlier about the horrific shooting at the Planned Parenthood. Right-wing terrorism here in the United States.
I mean, what a fucking creep, by the way. Did you see a picture of that guy?
Oh, yeah.
Did he just wake up? I mean, he really looks fucking crazy.
Are you suggesting he should have dressed nicer and shaved and got a haircut to go out and commit mass murder?
You know what, dude? This goes against everything we talk about on the show, but, I mean, can we profile a little bit for crazy? I mean, if someone, like that guy, if you see that guy.
Well, someone else has a theory. Ryan, yes. About what caused this horrific attack.
God.
I want to talk about this, what we know about the shooter.
Brian Fisher of American Family Radio.
Sodomy-based marriage. That's him, right?
It's sodomy-based marriage. The American Family Association's Brian Fisher, formerly their official spokesman. Yeah. He got demoted after he said something a little too anti-Jewy.
Why? I mean,
even for them.
It seemed like they would love it.
They, at the time, the poobah of American Family Association was going over to Israel to do some kind of outreach. And it was right when Brian Fisher said something like kind of a little bit anti-Jewy.
Jeez. How does he have time for the anti-Semitic shit? Or what is he even doing weighing on this abortion, the Planned Parenthood? God, see, I'm doing it too. I'm calling an abortion clinic.
Which, yeah, right.
It's not
a health clinic.
It's a Planned Parenthood place. It's not a fucking abortion clinic. What is Brian Fisher doing talking about something that's not gay?
Well,
that's all he talks about.
These baby killings, though, is pretty. That's number two on their list right
now. Yes.
Might be number one. I mean, they lost the gay marriage one.
Bye.
I want to talk about this, what we know about this shooter, just for a second, give you some of the information that I've been able to glean from one source or another.
Oh, listen to this. What glean. Do you think his sources are, by the way? What hard-earned, hard-hitting journalistic websites are he going to?
From what are you gleaning, dickhead?
I was over at WND.
Oh, yeah.
And then Breitbart.
God.
InfoWars.
Now, we know a number of things about this guy. I mentioned them briefly in the last segment, but this is the profile that is developing of this guy. Here's
meanwhile, we might put it on our Facebook. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. Ted Cruz, did you hear what he came out? You know, at first, they were really, really desperately trying to say, well, it was a bank robber.
Fuck you.
He's a lefty. I don't know where that came from, how he's a leftist. But then they were also trying to claim that he's transgendered.
Oh, yeah, I heard this.
Because if you look up his voter registration in public records, it's listed as female. Of course, it's a typo.
Right.
Of some sort. But they're jumping on that. And Ted fucking Cunting Cruz.
They.
Tweeted out.
Twatted.
That when asked yesterday about reports, this is, by the way, today, this is the 30th.
Okay.
So yesterday, the 29th, days after this happened, we know that this guy said no more baby parts, right? Ted Cruz said he read reports that the shooter was actually a trans, quote, a transgendered leftist activist.
Whoa, transgendered leftist activist. How stupid. I mean, come on.
But he then graciously added that he wouldn't blame the rhetoric of the left for the attack.
Oh, thank you.
Like, the left is blaming the right for the attack.
Wow, why? Why wouldn't we blame the rhetoric of the right?
Brian Fisher, by the way, tweeted on the 28th, low-info media narrative collapses. Colorado shooter, not a Republican, registered to vote as a female. Here's Brian Fisher continuing.
Oh my god.
So they're jumping on these lies.
And again, Ted Cruz running for president.
Ted Cruz.
I mean, listen, it's one thing for Brian Fisher to, I don't know, I mean, you know, spin his bullshit.
Right.
But Ted Cruz is running for fucking president.
And then Ted Cruz might walk it back a tiny sea hair somewhere to a mainstream outlet, but the lunatics that are sitting there underneath his balls waiting for the drips of sweat to come down that they can lick off each little scraggly hair.
Oh, my God. We got to animate this show.
They are going to believe every. They don't care. They heard he was a leftist transgendered. Slam shut. That's it. No more information allowed. Sorry.
Right. I'm going to grab my M5 carbine.
They're like, it was an error in the. In the voter rolls.
Liar! See? We gotta keep those black people from voting. One typo.
What does that have to do with
it? Oh, yes. One typo, and all of a sudden the guy's, you know, had a sex change.
Yeah, sure. He's in the bathroom looking at your daughters.
Oh, yes.
Profile that is developing of this guy. Here's a story that says motive is unclear. Colorado Springs police Sunday refused to release any information on the motive.
But it has leaked out that one of the witnesses said
yes,
that he said no more baby body parts or something like that. No more. Yeah.
I mean, these right wing assholes, just admit it. This guy's a lunatic, anti-choice dick face.
Right.
With the guns.
Shooting spree at a Planned Parenthood clinic as the accused shooter prepared for his initial appearance in state court, which is today. A law enforcement official. Remember, Robert Lewis was reported as having said somewhere along the line the phrase, no more baby parts. But he also went on a...
But...
there are no parts being sold, by the way. It's all bullshit.
Long rant, rambling about many other things, including Barack Obama. So that statement, whatever it was among a number of statements that he made to authorities after his arrest. And so they don't...
So he's trying to say, well, even though he shot up a Planned Parenthood clinic and said no more baby body parts at one point, he said a lot of shit, so you can't prove that it's about the abortion stuff.
I mean, even this right-wing nut job, lunatic brain jujitsu.
It's embarrassing.
You aren't. I'm sorry.
It's embarrassing.
You aren't going to be able to change the narrative that this guy is not a right-wing nut job asshole.
An anti-abortion.
You just can't. He went into a Planned Parenthood and shot it up.
And these are the people who, if this guy's last name would have been Muhammad or first name or both names, you talk about leaping to judgment.
Forget about it. Forget about it.
They're saying, well, we don't know what his motivations are.
Oh, I know.
Here it is a week later. And he said, no more baby body parts. 5 days later, no more baby body parts. And he shot up a Planned Parenthood. We don't know what his motivations are. But if his name were Muhammad, it's radical Islamic terrorists. They hate America. See?
I mean, it's just so fucked up.
Which one of those things he said amounted to a specific motivation? So they're not saying, they're not even hazarding a guess. So we're going to have to wait for some days until we get more information about
motivated him.
And they didn't say they're not hazarding a guess. They said they're not releasing any motive at the time.
Right.
Any information about motive. They didn't say they don't know what it is.
Right.
They said we're not telling you.
Yeah, because maybe they're gathering evidence, or maybe they don't want to release it right now.
Or it's Colorado Springs and they're right-wing nut jobs.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Might have driven this guy. But we do know, that since he had moved to Colorado, he was a pot-smoking nutcase.
There it is.
A pot-smoking nutcase.
That's what did it, Ryan. That's what pushed him over the edge.
I agree with Brian Fisher. Coming from a couple of pot-smoking nut faces.
Right.
Did he say nutcases or nut faces?
Nutcase, I think he said.
Pot-smoking nutcases.
Pot-smoking nutcase.
Oh, you got to
And again,
that.
We've had stories. I mean, people laugh about this when you talk about people getting doped up or tanked up or high on pot and going.
Tanked up, doped up or tanked up or high on pot. This is the narrative of someone who has never even whiffed marijuana and who thinks that the instant you get one little tiny little particle of smoke into your lungs, you're burning the city down and raping and pillaging.
Give me my M5 carbine. I'm baked.
Right. That's not what happens.
It's more like, I'm going to stay here.
The only adventure is where's Taco Bell?
Where's the remote? I got to watch Netflix, bitch.
Off and doing brutal things. But we have seen one story after another where somebody will get, I mean, you got these edible forms of pot in Colorado, brownies and other kinds of things. You know, and they contain a kind of pot, kind of cannabis that is
cannabis.
Is that what he said?
He called it cannabis.
They contain a pot cannabis. Hey, does your pot contain cannabis?
Embarrassing.
Are you eating an edible that contains cannabis?
Embarrassingly ignorant.
This cannabis abuse must be stopped.
Do people still believe this?
People are fucking stupid.
I mean, this is shit from the 30s. This is Reefer Madness kind of bullshit.
I'm high on cannabis.
You take one puff and you're out raping people. You're bending women over cars left and right.
I'm going to go on a rampage. I'm high on cannabis.
Right.
Fuck you, boy.
They're left and right where they're eating these edibles.
Give me some of them cannabis cookies.
Cannabis in it. You know, they contain a kind of pot, kind of cannabis that is maybe 5 or 6 times more potent than anything that people smoked in college.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, that is true.
It's probably 20 times stronger.
The cannabis that's available now compared to the cannabis when this fucknut went to college is just insane.
And
it's totally different cannabis.
Yeah, and it's so strong that you're even less likely to get up.
Absolutely. This cannabis keeps you on the fucking couch
right.
Watching dead wood.
A generation ago, it's not the same pot. It's got a lot bigger kick.
True.
And people eating these edibles, it tastes good. They'll eat one. They don't get any...
True.
Any effect of it, they don't feel it, so they have another one.
True.
They have another cannabis.
Okay, so he's stumbling into the truth.
I want a cannabis.
Still don't get any effect, so they have a third one.
has happened.
Please.
And by the time they get done, they got so much of that stuff in their system.
Cannabis.
They got so much stuff that they grab a plane and fly it into a building.
I got cannabis coming out of my asshole. I want to beat the fuck out of somebody.
Maybe that's what happened to Josh Duggar.
I'm tanked up on cannabis. Fuck you.
Somebody slipped him a brownie.
Oh, yeah.
He started beating the shit out of hookers.
When I have too much cannabis, I like to molest my family members.
I want
to
punch fuck my sister.
Oh, yes.
But they get hopped up and they get hyped up. We had one guy killed his wife high on pot. Other guys are jumping off third floor balconies. So there's no question that the kind of pot that's available in Colorado today can drive you into psychotic episodes.
That's just not true.
Yes, it is. You obviously haven't had the Colorado cannabis.
That's just not true.
Give me some of this cannabis.
So I'll be interested to see. Maybe this guy wasn't using anything that day, but I'm going to be interested to see what he had in his system.
Well, fuck you.
Now, you know.
Cannabis.
You know if this guy smoked a month ago, it's going to show up. And these idiots are going to claim, look, he's raging on pot.
Speaking of cannabis, listen to the Cantilinguist on the Crab Diving Network, available on iTunes. Cannabis.
And if maybe this was a guy that was just tanked up on pot.
So there you go.
Tanked up. Tanked up on pot. You know, I don't mean that. Listen, so I hate Brian Fisher. He's a fucking asshole. But I mean this in the nicest way possible. Brian. Have a cannabis, have a big slice of cannabis, and then you characterize it as being tanked up.
Tanked up.
It's just not like you.
I'll be interested to see. We'll be watching this.
Cannabis. What's see your favorite what's kind of cannabis?
I want him to pee in a cup.
Oh, yes.
We're going to perform our own tests.
Anal cannabis.
I've got
cannabis. God,
it's like a cartoon character, right? It's like somebody you would see on Saturday Night Live playing a fake lunatic right-wing anti-pot person.
Does Brian Fisher, yeah, I mean, does he just record these all by himself? Does he have an assistant?
He's got people.
Does sure. None of his people, do they not know how to say cannabis? No one said, hey, it's not cannabis.
Ringing in also on the, what happened in Colorado Springs.
Ding, ding, ding.
Is, I don't even want to call him presidential candidate anymore because it's really
presidential.
Nobody with two brain cells to rub together thinks this guy has a shot out on his book tour.
Cannabis.
His God, gays and geishas tour, whatever God. The hell.
This fuck nut.
Mike Huckabee. Here is Mike Huckabee speaking.
Big boy.
Daddy. At, I don't know where the fuck he is. He's at a big building full of white people.
Cannabis.
Here, old white people.
Oh, yes.
Here is Mike Huckabee.
Wonder, with some sense of bewilderment, how is it possible that since 1973 alone, over 55 million unborn children have died in what should have been the safest place that that baby ever experienced, the womb of its mother? How did that happen? Because our pulpits were silent and forgot.
Silent? Yeah. Silent? What fucking pulpit has been silent about abortion?
I blame on all these. How many babies? How many babies since the year I was born, by the way, 1973? 55 billion?
55 million.
And I'll kill by.
Interesting coincidence.
Kill by? What? Cannabis. Right. Cannabis.
Cannabis.
And forgot and failed to teach that every human life has value and worth, and there's no such thing
as a
disposable.
Right.
Every white. Every
except
white
the Muslims,
every
and
white
the poor
straight.
Black people,
yes,
and the gay people, and the lesbians, which are gay people.
Fuck well, everyone.
Expendable human being.
Oh, and the transgender.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely, the transgender.
Fuck you.
That all of us are created equal. Even our Constitution, our founders acknowledge that, and our Bible affirms it. And our failure to speak it because it was a political issue.
Wait a second. Doesn't the Bible say
our Bible affirms
slaves
it?
Slaves are cool.
Oh yes, they love slaves.
I mean,
slaves
that's in
are in
Bullshiticus 69. Slaves,
yes.
Thou art cool,
and you can throw rocks at your slaves. They don't care,
right? And
they're slaves.
And backhand your woman for talking back to you, and don't backhand her when she's on her period. You're not allowed to be near her or touch her because she's unclean and gross.
Hey, the thing about being Christian is you got to have a lot of stones lying around to throw at people.
Right. That must have been a great business back then.
Oh, yeah. The stone business. I got a deal. Look here. They got... I can't.
will cause us one day to stand before a holy God with blood on our hands and explain why we did not cry out against that slaughter of 55 million. If you felt something incredibly powerful at Auschwitz and Birkenau over the 11 million...
Listen to
Godwin's
this.
Law.
Listen to this, yeah.
Godwin's Law! Godwin's Law! Godwin's Law!
Being killed worldwide and 1.5 million killed on those grounds, cannot we feel something extraordinary about 55 million murdered in our own country?
I'm losing my mind. I'm so sorry. Can you play a clip from someone running for president that doesn't sound like a fucking lunatic? I'm getting freaked out. I need cannabis.
You need some, maybe you had too much cannabis.
No, never say that. You can never have too much cannabis. God, everyone is stupid running for president. If you're a Republican, you're going to vote for anybody on that ticket. I don't know what your fucking problem is. You know, it's so stupid. Jesus fucking Christ. An adult is telling some, who is he talking to, this flesh couch of a shit brain? The Bible affirms it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a big...
The Bible affirms it.
He's preaching to the old white racist
choir. Fuck you.
In the wombs of their mothers.
Fuck you.
Does that not speak to us?
Blah, 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 blah.
And the foundation of our society and culture, marriage... Fuck not you. Only by which we produce the...
Oh, here we go. He's still crying over dick. The gay marriage thing.
This guy is such a shithead.
This guy says he becomes president, by the way. He's going to somehow order the country to not allow gay marriage.
Oh, no.
Anymore.
No, we're going
to
start throwing rocks at people.
Next generation, but it is the entity through which God has chosen
to
create the next generation and train them to be our replacements.
No.
And when we tinker
we
with
don't need any more of you.
And we decide that it can mean anything we wish for it to mean, and that rather than to take a biblical perspective, we will take a very human one, and we will base marriage on human experience and desire as opposed to biblical.
Oh, fuck you.
Well, what's wrong with that?
God, this guy's such a shit.
Because I think people getting together and fucking each other was around before your Bible. Even otherwise, there wouldn't have been any of you assholes to write your Bible if there hadn't been some fucking going on and pairing off.
Doesn't this Mike Huckabee have gay friends? Doesn't this Mike Huckabee have any gay friends?
He says he does.
How do you have gay friends and you say all this shit, you dickhead?
Marriage on human experience and desire as opposed to biblical standard, then I fear that we will pay the consequences. For having upended the very foundation, which is
upended.
Yes.
Gay.
Reach around.
It's the essence
of
how a civilization survives.
Don't get your biblical essence on me.
So the soul of America is in real trouble.
Oh, fuck you.
There you go. The soul of America.
No.
He says the attacks in Colorado were, quote, a despicable act of murder.
Yes.
What he did is domestic terrorism.
Oh, wow.
But there's no excuse for killing other people, whether it's happening inside the Planned Parenthood headquarters, inside their clinics, where many millions of babies die.
It is so irresponsible to fucking say that.
Or whether it's people attacking Planned Parenthood, he said on State of the Union. So, on CNN. So... Yeah, right. That rhetoric is saying, well, it's bad to kill. Yeah, what he did was bad, killing those people. But there's all those baby killings happening on the inside, Ryan.
Oh,
you
yes.
can see them bouncing up against the glass going, ah!
That's not the takeaway.
The blood trailing down the glass like fucking every episode of Walking Dead.
Yeah. How are mass shootings in this country? No one ever gets the takeaway. The takeaway from this fucking thing, as far as I can tell, is that when our leaders and people running for president and shit like that, places of authority.
Authority.
Yes. They refer to these videos that are fake like they're real, like they really existed and they spread all this bullshit. It's irresponsible. And as a result, shit like this could happen. That should be the major takeaway.
Right.
Right? I mean.
Right.
And the fact that this fucking wackadoo was able to own an M5 carbine that you could buy somewhere in this country. That should disturb us all. Not this. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's a rough motherfucking Monday. I need some cannabis. Nick and Abbas. You're stupid! Stupid idiots! There ain't enough cannabis.
That's where it would be a Poe. I would be like, you're fake. You're faking.
I don't believe
it. You just said cannabis. Give me a fucking break. Go to Facebook. Oh, I'm sorry.
He just reads his copy, Brian Fisher. That's what we figured out. He's got all that shit he says. He's
a lot
written
of it, yeah.
So he actually wrote. Did he write cannabis? Did he think cannabis? Or do you think cannabis?
I think that's how he pronounces it. Probably.
Let me drop some perspective on the conversation. He lives in Colorado, and he
pronounced, Brian Fisher.
Yes.
No. Brian Fisher.
I'm getting
my
assholes mixed up.
That's clinging shit. Colorado.
I was gonna say, he lives in Colorado.
Colorado Springs, by the way, is where Klingenschmitt's from.
Oh, okay.
Which is where this right wing nut job asshole went shot up a Planned Parenthood.
Right. I'm just saying. I thought the guy was from Colorado, and he couldn't pronounce cannabis correctly. Now I can't even pronounce it right. I was thinking cannabis, and I almost said cannabis.
How can you not say cannabis?
This fucking right wing nut jobs ruining me.
Born in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, no, Brian Fisher.
God, it should
originally
be
from
that. Hey, listen, that's where we need gun control. If I find myself in Oklahoma for an extended period of time, please, when you right wing nut job, just fill me full of lead. End it.
Fisher served at the Cole Community Church in Boise, Idaho.
Oh, that sounds like a real
founded
real party, doesn't it?
Founded the Cole Center for Biblical Studies.
Oh boy.
Was their church director for 13 years. He then founded the Community Church of the Valley, was their pastor for 12 years.
What a brain trust.
2004, he co-founded the Keep the Commandments Coalition.
Why is it that everything these Christians care about is heavy? You got rocks, you got to throw it, the gay people and your wives and these Ten Commandments.
That's what it was. It was a group dedicated to keeping a Ten Commandments monument in the public park in Boise, Idaho.
Oh, God. Because that's fun. Isn't that what you love in a park? Fuck a basketball hoop or a swing set or a seesaw. I want a big slab of rock telling me not to covet my neighbor's ugly fucking wife.
Oh, my God. They've got just his Wikipedia is not kind to him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, it's just quotes. So, you know, it says in April 2013, he commented on the case of Carla Hale, a lesbian teacher fired from a Catholic school she worked at when her partner was named in her mother's obituary. He said it was right for the school to fire her based on her, quote, immoral sexual behavior.
Oh, my God.
He said, just as shoplifters are discriminated against, society should discriminate against people who engage in other forms of immorality.
God, you know, it is unfortunate that there isn't a big being in the sky that just couldn't obliterate this planet. That's actually sad because
there still might be.
What do you mean?
They just haven't gotten here yet. There might be some aliens who are just they're going to get here, take one look and go, ooh.
You think there's aliens out there? Do you think there's other life?
Sure. Absolutely.
What do you mean? Like Martians?
Well, no, I think there's other sentient intelligent life. I don't know. Absolutely. I think there's other life forms. It might be microbial, it might be plants, it might be, but it's a big place out there. I think absolutely there's life elsewhere.
Huge.
Will we contact it? I don't know.
No,
we may not be able to.
Mork, Colleen Orson, come in. Orson
might be too far.
Oh yeah,
unless we figure out some sort of a way around that kind of thing.
We got a hotline bling or whatever. Hotline
Booty
bling.
Call?
Hotline bling. Boy, I am hearing that little bit of pop culture just vomited all over the stand-up-osphere.
Oh,
you're
really?
You're a stand-up comedian, and you've got, I almost said commodian because of this cannabis fucking shit. I'm going to pronounce everything wrong. Please, no more hotline bling jokes. Please, no more hotline bling jokes. I can't listen to it anymore. I hate you all. I hate you all so much.
That's because that Burn fucking
hell.
Drake song? Is that the whole
Oh, my God. So many. Yes. I hear all these jokes all the time, and they're not funny, and they're all the time. Stop.
No.
Hotline bling. Fuck you. Honestly. Ugh.
I guess we can. Oh, I've got one more.
Hotline bling.
Alabama is still trying.
Fuck you. To not look like a bunch of shitheads.
To defund Planned Parenthood, even though they can't. Even though a judge said you can't and ordered them.
Blee.
To not do that.
Right.
Oh, they called it off, it says.
Oh.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Alabama called off their legal battle with Planned Parenthood.
Jeez.
After a federal judge finally blocked them, saying you can't. So this is important because a bunch of these states are trying to say, we're looking at you, Texas. A lot of these states are trying to say,
right,
we're blocking, we're not going to do it. You can't. You can't. It's federal law. You cannot.
Absolutely. This story is important because, if memory serves, this is the first logical thing Alabama's ever did, yeah, right?
God, Louisiana, Arkansas, Utah,
look,
Texas have all been sued now for trying to block,
wow,
Planned Parenthood.
And what all those states have in common? They're shitholes.
Yeah.
Good job. You're right. Ding, ding, ding.
The
fuck everyone.
I guess things aren't going well for Trump. You know, today was his big day where he was going to meet with 100 black clergymen.
Oh, come the fuck on.
Who just apparently couldn't wait to endorse him and line up.
Clergymen, I would be impressed if Donald Trump in this whole country could find 100 black people that would want to vote for him.
Yeah, I don't.
I would be impressed, Donald.
I'm amazed that they could find one.
I mean, I know there's lots of asshole white people out there that love you, but come on.
So
people of color can't love him.
So he was last week. He was crowing about, I'm meeting with these 100 leaders. They're going to endorse me on Monday. And all of a sudden, these leaders said, whoa, whoa, we're taking a meeting.
Yeah.
We're not endorsing that motherfucker. And a few of them even said, we're going to challenge him on some of his views. I want to hear what he has to say about this bullshit.
Do you want to be a clergyman endorsing Donald Trump?
Right.
I mean, what's Jesus-y about that asshole anyway?
So according to CNN,
yes,
a few of these guys dropped out, too, by the way. And then I saw a story where Al Sharpton was urging the ones that were still going to meet with Trump.
Right.
He's like, get him. Go get him. Don't back off. Challenge him on this bullshit he says.
By the way, has anybody followed up with Trump regarding his favorite verses of the Bible? Has he picked any? Because the last I remember, he said they're all great.
They're really all great. I love that one part.
Yes.
It's like a movie.
Pick a favorite. I'd love to know which one you like, Donald.
So he came out of the meeting today, according to CNN.
Yay.
Donald Trump enthusiastically emerged from, ooh, a lengthy meeting with black pastors in New York City.
Lengthy. Black.
He defiantly dismissed criticism,
oh,
from some in the African-American community that he is espousing racist rhetoric. I saw love in that room. I see love everywhere I go.
Oh, God.
He said.
Relax with the love. You're a creep. Sounds creepy coming out of you that way.
He said he was flanked by black religious leaders supporting his candidacy. Trump claimed there were more than 100 people in the 2.5-hour meeting and that he expects many, many endorsements to come.
I don't know.
The meeting was amazing. Amazing people.
It was fabulous as well, I heard.
The meeting went so much longer, and it went longer only because of the love.
Longer.
It didn't go longer for other reasons.
Only because of the love. Is it true that they just couldn't hug Donald enough, these black clergymen? They just couldn't get enough hugs from this dick face?
God, apparently some of them actually did endorse him.
Oh, my fucking. They paid him off. There's no way. Come on.
But several black pastors invited to the gathering quickly rebutted endorsement talk.
Oh, wow.
And Trump had to cancel a press conference because of that.
Oh. Ooh. You know, you would think that Donald he wouldn't even try, wouldn't even attempt something like this. Why doesn't he just stay with his base? And why does he just try to energize his base anymore? Try to grow that. Stay racist. Don't try to be progressive.
Well, but if he can pay off, I mean, if he can find,
ooh,
one,
yes,
black pastor to wave around, right?
How's he going to do that? You know what? It'd be funny if...
I love black people. Look at that pastor.
You know, and not an inflatable one, Donald. A real pastor. I was just thinking, though, wouldn't it be funny if years down the road, the pastor that did endorse Donald Trump, the African-American pastor, was in fact a real doll?
It was fake.
it was one of those dolls they wear, they use out here to drive in the...
Oh, yeah, the HOV lane.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, those don't even exist
anymore.
They don't
have those anymore.
You know what does exist? If you pay extra, you are allowed to drive in that lane. You get a fucking express lane pass or whatever the fuck it's called. So it's not if your car, it's not if you're meeting some environmental standard, it's not if you're carpooling, it's if you're rich, you're allowed to drive there.
Do you have enough money to not have to be stuck in traffic?
Boy, we suck.
The rest of the fodder.
Why don't we just allow people to shoot at each other when they're driving? What about that? Be great. Mount your M5 carbine on your fucking hood of your car.
Unsurprisingly, there was a lot of hate on social medias about
fuck you.
Some of it is unbelievable. I mean, some of them just outwardly excused this guy, the guy that shot up the Planned Parenthood, and said,
"That's disgusting."
You know, he's a hero. He saved other guys. Think of all the babies he saved.
What about the people that died?
Think of all the babies.
Oh my God.
They were evil baby killers.
Right.
Meanwhile, one of the women that was killed.
Yeah.
Was there with her friend. She was being supportive.
Horrible.
She wasn't there for any kind of procedure. She was just there supporting her friend and got killed by this asshole.
People like Carly Fiorina and these other assholes that, you know, say, that legitimize, like, the fetal chop shot videos and shit like that, they should all be apologizing right now. They should apologize for their bullshit rhetoric.
Right.
That incites these idiot lunatics.
Well, listen to this. This is a story. I'm going to save this other one for tomorrow. The
crab diving tomorrow.
This is a person who worked at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Kansas.
No shit.
For 3 years.
Keep that baby open.
She put out a few tweets. Bryn Greenwood.
Right.
Is this person's name. She tweeted out some of the shit that had happened to them while she was working at a Planned Parenthood in the late 90s.
Okay.
Gasoline was poured under our back door 4 times and ignited.
Oh, my God.
Twice while the clinic was occupied.
That's fucking arson.
Which caused patients to be evacuated.
That's fucking terrorism, man.
Butyric acid used as stink bombs was poured under the doors into the ventilation system so many times I lost count.
Oh my fucking God.
Resulting in evacuations every time.
How terrifying if you were... What if you're like a... Just imagine having to work there every fucking day.
2 cherry bombs left on the doorstep after hours, causing damage and clinic closure.
Ugh.
We received hundreds of phone calls threatening to torch the clinic and to kill the, quote, murdering whores who work there.
What do you do in the morning if you're the guy at Planned Parenthood who's got to sit and listen to all the fucking voicemails from the night before? What do you do? Pour yourself a drink?
Yeah, really?
Have some cannabis?
Just be ready to forward them right to the FBI.
Oh, yeah.
3 times someone drove by at night and shot out the windows.
Oh, okay. Bonus.
Second Amendment. Woohoo!
Fuck you.
Picketers constantly stood on the sidewalk and harassed employees.
Okay.
And then they harassed them as they were sweeping up the broken glass even.
Oh, great.
The clinic didn't even perform abortions there. They did well woman exams, pregnancy tests, dispensed birth control, and treated STIs.
Well, okay, then why isn't the right decrying this lunatic for fucking up?
The clinic offered free and low-cost services in a low-income neighborhood.
Oh, great.
But every day, the, quote, pro-life movement was there to frighten us.
You know...
The goal was to make us afraid to come to work, to make us quit, to make us close the clinic. That is terrorism. That is how terrorism works, this woman said.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean... The right's just so stupid. I mean, these idiot fundamentalists are so stupid. They're not even protesting at a clinic where babies are killed. You are fucking idiots.
You can't tell. That would be one of those fact things, though,
oh
Ryan.
Oh, my God. Do a little research, you idiots. I mean, protest. Oh, I guess it doesn't make a difference. You're just all so fucking stupid. It's laughable. You're so dumb.
So that's what's going on there.
I mean, what if, that's fucking ridiculous. The guy didn't even shoot up a clinic where they perform abortions.
No, this one they do, I think, okay. In Colorado. This is the one, the woman who worked at the abortion clinic.
Oh, okay.
Not the non-abortion clinic. The Planned Parenthood clinic.
Oh, my God.
In the 90s, and she said at that one they didn't do abortions.
Okay. My mistake.
But those were the ones where the windows were shot out and shit.
I'm high on cannabis. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I feel threatened.
I'm tanked up on cannabis.
Oh, my God.
Are you worried about me? I'm going to get violent.
That's about it, ladies and gentlemen, for this Crab Diving Monday. Thanks for listening to us. We are here every weekday from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 out on the Eastern Type Coast, live for your ear holes. Then we drop as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or just go to crabdiving.com to listen to this shit every day.
Yay.
This amazing shit. Speaking of amazing shit.
Oh, wow.
Right here after this, don't forget to listen to Midnight Breakfast.
All about gambling.
Streaming. And if it ain't live, then go to crabdiving.com to download the most recent episode of Midnight Breakfast. Don't forget everything else here on the network, streaming 24/7. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon.
Oh, yes.
Find out where, find out when. Go to his Twitter stream, at RatedRComedy, or go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter, at Vile Experience, oh so freaking Vile.
And we're back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram, @crabdiving.